We give 1/10 of our income for the works outside of the church. From April 14th through 20th, we have 100,700 yen. We pray for this money. I thank you, Lord, you are blessing us and you are giving us the finance. As a token of thanksgiving, we give you 130,700 yen. We admit that everything belongs, is under control, your control. And as a token of that faith, we give this money to you. Please consecrate this money and use it. Thank you that you are going to bless us more and more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, everyone, again. Those who are watching over the internet, good morning, hello, and good evening. We have this coronavirus problem, and it's advancing, spreading all over the world, and we have a hard time. Please pray for it. For yourselves, please pray for the church and the people around you, and for Japan and for the world. In these problems, what we come to realize is that wonderfulness of the Lord, of God, and also the plan of God behind all these things, we are going to praise the Lord. Therefore, we have a hardship, but it is full of the blessings also. Prayer is a great blessing and grace. If you have prayer or not makes a great difference. So please pray. And if those who do not believe in Jesus, please believe the cross of Jesus. And you are going to be able to receive the grace of God. Through prayer, we are going to see the blessings and the grace. Please remember that. By praying, the things are going to change. It's a great power. When we speak of the things which God does, those who don't believe Jesus will be surprised, and they say they don't believe it. Some of them don't believe it. But it is true. The wonderfulness of the fact that we are given the blessings of prayer is great. Several years ago, when I was God told me, you are, not praying that you will be able to get, you will be able to take the first class seat with the economy ticket. And the Lord told me, pray that you will be able to get the first class seat with the economy class ticket. So I prayed. So then And I was able to get the first class. And God told me to pray, and I obeyed. And I got the first class ticket, first class, class seat. Almost 20 times that happened. Do you believe that? Many people do not believe that. But when I go overseas, I go to the teams, and the member of the team says, they take a picture of me sitting in the first class,
so
that will be an evidence.
それはね、
3
年間の間、1年約20回近く、
And that happened, within one year, that happened more than 20 times.
祈りです。
And,
祈ることによって大きく私たちの歩みとか変化が変わってきます。
Our walk will be changed with prayer. It's a point
of
opening the blessings. So if you are praying or not, it makes a great difference.
今、コロナ騒ぎでね、いろんな問題が起
こる。We have a coronavirus problem now.
これをね、祈っているかどうか。
And if you pray or not, makes a great, great difference.
こういうふうに思ってください。
So please,
私はですね、
remember that.
原稿をよく書くように言われるんですよね。
And God tells me to write an article for the magazine.In the newspaper. Sometimes it's beyond my ability. So I think that it's impossible. But when I do that, I pray. And as I pray, I can do the things which seems impossible.So the prayer has a power. And sometimes my work does not go as I write an article, and it doesn't go well. And I realize that I was not praying for it. So prayer is a great work. So you have a problem in the coronavirus.There is a possibility that you might die, but you don't have to pray. Because the day of my death is fixed, says the Psalm 139. Because the day of my death is fixed.
ですからですね、そういう場合があった時が、これはたまたまコロナで死んだんじゃなくて、これはもうその時が定められていたと思っていただきたい。
私
はコロナで死ぬ人はいないと思いますけどね。
I don't think that any member of our church will die
with the coronavirus. 祈りを通してのですね、
But through prayer,
いろいろな神様の祝福と恵みを見ていく。
We're going to see the great blessings and grace of the Lord.
そしてですね、
And、
この今起こっている事柄の後ろに、
behind all these things and problems, there is a wonderful plan of God. I have received、many、hardships and trials, and I wondered why, because I had dedicated myself to the Lord, but I didn't understand the work of the Lord very well. As I go into the hardships, wonderfulness, I realize the wonderfulness of the Lord. It's written in the Psalm 137.Do not forget what the Lord gave you. I knew the goodness of the Lord and the love of God. And through problems and troubles, I experienced a big deal of
それでね、そこから現れる神の計画っていうのを見ていく。
And you are going to see the plan of God, which begins with the problem. When I was in the evangelical church, I became sick. I had only one third of the blood in my body. And I thought I might die. I wondered if I would be able to live any longer. So I wanted to live. And what should I do? I thought of the prayer. If I pray 8 hours a day, I will be able to live, I thought. So the church members, the members of my church, they worried about me. And I went into awful hardship. But it was turned out to be a wonderful blessing of the Lord. When I was became sick, I began to see that the Lord is a living God. And I realized that there is a work of healing. And I received the blessings of the healing. And in my ministry, there came the works of the healing. My wife used to be depressed, which was incurable. And my son had a brain damage. And it was incurable, the doctor said, but it was healed. And as I prayed, the healing began to happen. And when I became sick, I wondered why I had to experience this kind of unhappiness. But through that, I experienced the blessing of God. And I saw the work of God behind all this. And the work of overseas mission work opened. And I went to Europe and the United States and Africa. And when I go to Asian countries, I had a crusade. A great number of people gathered, got together. I spoke in the church which gathers the people of 200,000 people. And I prayed for the healing, and many people were healed. And as I looked at that,
that was
It is because of the fact that I became sick and was healed. If I didn't feel sick, if I didn't become sick, I wouldn't have had this kind of work of healing in my ministry. So in this coronavirus thing, you have troubles and problems. You might have financial problems. But in that wonderful work of the Lord is going to begin. There is an earthquake.
ということね。どうぞ覚えておいてください。
Please remember that God's wonderfulness is those who believe in Jesus, their sins are forgiven, so they are blessed. They are blessed through good things, and they are blessed with the bad things. Even the failures,If you repent of it, it will become the blessing. Even if you fail in your life, it will be changed into the blessings by the work of God. So when we believe in God and walk in His way, please remember that great blessings are going to come.To you.
Okay,
1 minute short movie, so let's take a look. Good evening. Hello, everyone. Today we're going to speak about White Horse.And the central part of the book of Revelation begins with white horse and ends with white horse. And he who is riding on this white horse, Revelation 19, verse 11 through 16.Here, the one who rides on the horse is Christ. And we ride on the horse and as the second coming of Christ comes, we are going to... And the verse six, chapter 6, verse 2, Some people say that the Antichrist rides on the white horse, but this is wrong. Antichrist appears as a beast. If we think that this is Christ riding on the white horse, it is adequate. In chapter 6, verse 16, then the one who rides on the white horse in chapter 6 is also Christ, and it means the victory of Christ in the overseas mission works. White horse is the symbol of the Christ's victory. And this coronavirus problem is connected with the second coming of Christ. The Bible tells us that the Christ comes again and is going to come again. And he will come to Jerusalem.It is the second coming of Christ.
And
the things which precede the second coming of Christ, the problems are going to happen in the world. And things are happening exactly as it is written in the Bible. There will be 7 years of tribulation period before the second coming of Christ. And in the beginning of that period, will come a white horse. It doesn't mean that the coronavirus means that we have come into the, this tribulation period, it doesn't mean that. We are going to have many problems. When we go into the tribulation period, and the white horse means the great time of revival. We have problems of coronavirus now, but we can say two things. It's just before the time of tribulation. It's the, just before the great tribulation period. The tribulation of the book of Revelation supersedes that. And please remember that we have already received the blessing, the victory. Christ has received the Christ has received the word, received the victory of God. And God is going to show His great blessings in this age. And that is one of the big points. God is God. Blessing is in God. And the point, important point of this age is that God is the point. And another point is, please look at today's verse. Mark 13:31. The heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the words of God is a sure foundation. This heaven and earth is the a symbol of those things which will not pass away. It is the symbol of sure things, but it would pass away. It would pass away. But the absolute sure thing is the Word of God. So God's word is the sure thing, and it speaks of the blessings of God. So the point in this age is the God and the God's word. And when we speak of God's word, there's a spiritual blessings in the God's word. There's a promise of God's blessings. But some Christians, makes a great difference if you receive the words of God or not, blessings of words of God. If you don't experience the special blessings of God, of God's word, you are going to have a hard time. So it's important how to deal with God's word. How can we deal with God's word? We have a treasure called God's word. But if we can draw the blessings out of this God's word, is a problem. Those who experience God's word and those who do not exercise their faith will not receive the blessings from God's word.
マーケットに買い物に行くわけですね。
Suppose I have million yen.
私は1億円を
And I go to a supermarket.
何にも持ってない人。
If I do not use
that money,
it's the same with those people who don't have 1 million yen. But if I spend that money, a million yen, I become a, my life becomes abundant.And the difference is that if I use the money, use the 1 million yen or not. So there are some people who receive the specific blessings of God, and those who do not exercise them, and those who do not receive.The blessings of God. And the difference is those who exercise their faith and those who do not exercise their faith.
今、コロナ騒ぎの中でですね、大変なことが起こり始めているわけですけども、しかしこの中でですね、確実に勝利を見る人たちがいます。
Those who are going to see the victory of God are those who exercise their faith. They stand on the word of God. They have already received.
The
special work of the Lord is going to happen.It's important to exercise our faith. But there are some people who do not experience God's blessings because they don't exercise their faith.
そうすることによってね、信仰を働かせる権利を我々は受ける。
We are given the privilege of being able to exercise our faith. I was able to get the first class seat. More than 20 times in a year.And after that, I was hospitalized. Some people say that I don't believe it. And if you go to the mission office, you are going to find some pictures of me sitting in the first class.
信仰を働かせた。それを通してですね、普通エコノミーで行かないといけないのをファーストで行ったんですね。でこれは本当の話です。現実の話です。
So it's
多くのクリ
スチャンの信仰を働かせた。それを。I was able to get the first class seat with a economy class ticket.
じゃあ信仰を働かせるってのは
How can we do?How can we exercise as our faith? The point is prayer. Another thing is to obey the word of God. And the third thing is giving thanks for all, everything. When my first son,was born. God told me to go to the Patmos Island with your family. And I thought it was impossible. If I go to Patmos with my family, it would cost 1 million yen.And my salary was 100,000 yen. And I was not praying for it because I thought it was impossible. I didn't think that I would be able to get 10 times as much as my salary. And the Holy Spirit told me, you are not praying. So the three ways to exercise our faith is praying, giving thanks, and obeying. So the Holy Spirit told me, so I began to pray. I thought I wouldn't be, this prayer wouldn't be answered. But I prayed that I would be able to go with my family. Then, a work of the Lord happened. There was a trial God gave me, and I passed that trial. Why could I say that? After I prayed, God told me, give a full sum of your salary to a person A. I was not full of money at that time. I wouldn't be able to eat that month. And I got upset. And I got angry. And I thought it was impossible to do that. So I told my wife. And my wife said, you should give that money to him if God said so. So I was angry, but I was able to give that money to him. And God told me, I made you give 1/10 of the all the money needed to go to Patmos, to Mr. A. And I was able to give, I was able to get the money, 1,000,000 yen, to go to Patmos Island with my family. So I exercised my faith. Of course, I knew prayer, and I believed in prayer, but I was not exercising my faith. As I obeyed the word of God, I exercised my faith. And what happened was, prayers answered. God's work appeared. As I obey the word of God, when you pray, it means that that you exercise your faith. When you begin to pray, there will be trials. A situation which seems impossible happens. Pray, the word, the verse prayer means that continue to pray. You should continue to pray with perseverance. It's important to pray, continue to pray with perseverance. Last week there came an email from Germany, and that person is going to translate my book into German, and it will be published.
なんか、いくつも翻訳しなければならない
He has several books to translate, but God told him that he's going to translate my book first. And he said, I'm honored to be able to translate your book. But there is a prophecy saying that 10 years ago, my book will be used in Western Europe. God told me that first, my book will be used in the Eastern Europe, and it will go into the Western Europe, and it will be used. I believed that. But there was no advancement. 1 year passed, and 2 years, and 3 years passed. The book was published, and it was translated into English, but nothing more happened. So I thought, the prophecy was not, may not have come from the Lord. But after 20 some years, in Czech Republic, the book was translated into Czech language. It's Eastern Europe. And it was translated into Polish. And now it's being translated into Russian and Ukraine. And from there, the translation, it will be translated. It is translated into German. And it took 30 years. It took 30 years, and I needed perseverance. I needed perseverance. To begin to pray means exercising your faith. But you have to pray with perseverance. You have to pray with perseverance. So that's very important. And another thing you have to do is to confess. Confession is one of the ways to exercise your faith. When you begin to pray, it means that you are exercising your faith. But it's the first step, and you have to continue to pray with perseverance. And this is the step two. God spoke to me about the connection with the Russian Jews. And we began to pray about it. And 5 years passed and nothing happened. And 10 years passed and nothing happened. But we took the response of faith. And suddenly, the connection was opened with the Russian Jews. A pastor, a Russian Jew, a Jewish pastor, wrote to me and please help in my ministry of Russian Jews. But when the time came, God opened and fulfilled that prophecy perfectly. And perseverance was the point. God's word is truth. If it's truly coming from God, it will come to pass. and perseverance will be needed. And you have to profess, confess, and say clearly that promise of God will be fulfilled. Everything turns to, will be changed to good, to your good. Reality is what is written in the Word of God. It is not what you have in before your eyes. I was hospitalized for a long time, and God told me, a doctor told me that I will have to use the wheelchair, and everyone prayed about for me. And I didn't have to use the wheelchair. I don't have a wheelchair now, and I'm walking with my foot. And God also told me, you are going to go to various countries. He said that I'm going to Africa. So I'm preparing for it. I'm praying that I would be able to walk smoothly. And when I first started my church, God told me, you are going to go to countries, uncountable countries. And I received that word. And I continued to confess that I would go to all over the uncountable countries. And many people said that kind of thing never happens. When I was hospitalized, I went to the rehab physical therapy department, and the doctor, she was a female. When I said I went to foreign countries, she didn't believe me. So I thought, she thought it was impossible. But suddenly her attitude changed completely, because she saw the internet site, and she believed that what I was saying was correct. I confessed with my mouth that you say with your mouth. It's very important. Please say that I'm loved by God. Please say that this problem is a hard problem, but God is going to show His glory through this problem. Confessing is important because it means exercising your faith. And when you exercise your faith, the word of God. So I said, I talked about three steps. Prayer. First step, prayer with perseverance. And you confess. You have to confess according to the Word of God.
私たちは神の御心がどこにあるか見ることになります。その時にですね、その言葉の実が出てくる。
And the fruit of the word of God appears. Even if the heaven and earth pass away, the word of God would not pass away. God's word is more true than the coronavirus reality. I'm going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. Somebody has a doubt in his heart, and there is an unbelief. Repent of that unbelief and stand on the word of God, and you will be able to take the correct step. Through obeying what is spoken to you, you are going to see the blessing and the glory. Somebody has to give what you have in your hand to God, and everything turns to your good. Let's have some time of repentance. I'm going to pray for the sick. Please pray for your own healing. Dear Heavenly Father, please touch each one of us. In the name of Jesus, your spirit of disease go away in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Somebody's ear has been healed, mouth has been healed, throat has been healed. I proclaim health in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Please stand up.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us forever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much. This concludes the service.